Hello and welcome to the Mindful Kind bonus episodes with your host, Rachel Cable. These episodes are filled with mindfulness tips and techniques, practical advice, and personal stories about my mindful experiences. These bonus episodes are a way for me to say thank you for your incredible support and to help inspire you to live more mindfully. I hope you've been enjoying these bonus episodes, and I'm really excited to bring you this new one. In this episode, I'm sharing a one-week mindfulness plan with one simple mindfulness practice for you to complete every day. I decided to do this because I think it really reflects how I practice mindfulness in my own life. I do quite a lot of simple mindfulness practices regularly, and it helps me strengthen that mindfulness muscle and shows just how easy it can be to live more mindfully. So let's just dive straight in. Day one, your mindfulness practice for today is to experience a mindful hug. You can hug someone you care about, a pet, an object you like, whatever you prefer. There are a few different elements to this mindful hug, so you might even like to practice by giving yourself a hug first. First of all, if it's okay, try closing your eyes and tune into the sensations of your body. You might like to feel the strength in your arms, your head and neck might be supported. Maybe you're standing on your toes to reach up higher. Now take a deep breath and as you exhale, release any unnecessary tension from your body. Sink into the hug, feeling supported and safe, and appreciate this simple moment in time. Day two, do a mindful stretch. Stand up high on your toes and reach your arms above your head, feeling the lengthening and opening up of your body, especially your shoulders, sides of the body and legs. Or you can stand tall and slowly fold forward with your knees slightly bent and just the top half of your body relaxing. There are so many different ways you can stretch your body, so just do what feels most right for you without straining or pushing yourself. Make it as easy as possible and just enjoy it. And really tune in mindfully to the sensations in your body as tension releases, your body relaxes and lengthens, and maybe try taking some deeper breaths. Day three, enjoy a mindful drink. Tea, coffee, water, smoothie, juice, kombucha, whatever you prefer. Set aside a few minutes to sit down and enjoy your drink. Make sure you've turned off distracting technology and just experience those few simple moments. Really savor the flavor. Feel the texture of the mug or cup in your hands. Notice how your body feels as you drink. It's so easy to be distracted and sip a whole drink without really tasting it, so make it your mission to appreciate this mindful time. Day four, practice a 1 minute meditation. You might already know I'm currently studying my advanced certificate in meditation, and I've really been looking forward to sharing a few new techniques with you. For this 1 minute meditation, choose between one of the two following meditations I'll describe in a minute. Set a timer for a minute or 2 minutes, whatever feels good for you. Sit down somewhere quiet, close your eyes and focus as much as you can, bringing your mind back whenever it wanders. Alternatively, you can wait for the end of this podcast episode as I'll be guiding you through a short grounding meditation which you can come back to on day four if you like. So meditation one is called elliptical breathing. Close your eyes and imagine your breath is drawing an elliptical shape, which is a round or oval shape like an egg. As you inhale, imagine the breath going up one side of the elliptical shape, and as you exhale, imagine the breath going down the other side of the shape. Try to smooth your breath so there are no long pauses, it just keeps going around this elliptical shape. Meditation two is called the point of stillness. For this meditation, take deep breaths in and out, and during the pauses between each breath, focus on the stillness of your body and mind. Day 5. Use social media mindfully by leaving a thoughtful comment on someone's photo. Think about what you actually want to say, how best to say it, and notice how you feel as you post it. It's easy to mindlessly scroll through Facebook or Instagram or whatever other social media you might be using. And we can forget what a great opportunity these platforms can be to connect with others. Alternatively, if you don't use social media, just send a kind message to someone or write a letter to a loved one. The point is simply to meaningfully connect. Day 6. Do a self-care practice mindfully today. Some of my favorite self-care practices include lighting some candles at the end of each day and enjoying the flicker of the flame and the beautiful aroma, taking a bath, giving my skin a gentle massage when I apply moisturizer, going out to a cafe or writing in a journal. Whatever you choose, try to be conscious during your self-care activity, bringing your mind back to the present moment whenever you notice it getting distracted by your to-do list or thoughts about the past or worries you might have. Simply try to experience the moment and explore how it makes you feel. Day 7. Your final mindfulness practice for the week is to go for a mindful walk. I absolutely love this practice, and it doesn't really have to be long or difficult. If it's all you can manage, just go for a little walk to check your mailbox and back. Last week I was taking my dog for a walk and it was such a beautiful day. We ended up staying outside for about 2 hours. I'd left my phone at home, so I was simply appreciating my time with Moose, feeling the sunshine on my skin, looking at all the different flowers starting to come into bloom, and exploring the environment with curiosity. For more ideas about mindful walking, you might like to revisit episode 51 of the Mindful Kind podcast about mindful adventures. So there is your week of mindfulness practices. Just to recap, day 1 is to experience a mindful hug. Day 2 is to do a mindful stretch. Day 3 is to enjoy a mindful drink. Day 4 is to practice a meditation. Day 5 is to use social media mindfully. Day 6 is to engage in self-care. And day 7 is to go for a mindful walk. I'll now be guiding you through a simple grounding meditation. Make yourself nice and comfortable in a quiet space, either sitting on a chair or cross-legged on the floor with a cushion underneath you. Place your hands in your lap or resting over your knees and gently elongate your spine so it's fairly straight but still comfortable. Empty your lungs and take a deep breath in through your nose. Open your mouth and breathe out. And once more, taking a deep breath in through your nose. Open your mouth and breathe out. Allow your breath to return to a slow, easy pace. Feel your body beginning to soften, your muscles relaxing, your mind slowing down. Just be still for a moment, gently breathing, not paying attention to anything in particular, letting any thoughts come and go. Now bring your attention to how your body feels in this moment. Are there areas of discomfort or tension? Can you adjust to be more comfortable? Do some parts of your body feel relaxed? Can you feel your body where it connects to the ground or chair? What does the material of your clothes feel like on your skin? Can you notice different temperatures throughout your body? Continue exploring your body for a moment. Start to notice what you can hear now. Outside noises, your breath, distant talking, nature. Just listening without judgment and exploring different sounds with curiosity. Take a deep breath in through your nose and see if there are any smells to notice. Are there any lingering flavors in your mouth? And finally, take a deep breath in and out and gently open your eyes. Scan the room or environment you're in and simply notice what you can see. Explore different colors and textures and shapes. Again, try to focus just on noticing what's there without judgment. Bring your attention back to your breath now, taking a deep breath in through your nose, open your mouth and exhale in one smooth sigh. Take one more breath like this, and when you're ready, you can continue on with the rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening and for being such a gem, and stay mindful.